Coming to you live from the Retroist Vault, Retro Radio Memories is on the air.
Hi friends, and welcome back to the Retro Radio Memories podcast. This week, for your listening pleasure, we have something that is rather odd. I say odd because I can find almost no information about the show itself, which is called Club Hollywood, and was aired on April 30th, 1948. It features The Dick Van Dyke Show, Rose Marie as host, and special guest star Barry Sullivan, with Joe Yoakam as announcer. This is the only offering for Club Hollywood that I've been able to locate. It's in the public domain, but there's only this single episode. So, was it a pilot that wasn't picked up? I truly don't know. It's a mystery that I very much hope that some of you listeners might be able to help us solve. What I can tell you about this offering is that while the humor at times can be a little hit and miss, the musical talent on display with not only Rose Marie's opening number, Never Make Eyes, but Artie Wayne's version of Nature Boy is top notch. Also featured on the show is Larry Hayes, who I believe was also the writer for the popular Wild Bill Hickok radio series. He drops in to discuss with Rose his desires to make it in Hollywood. Rose Marie then shares a sad memory, the loss of a doll when she was but a child. The talented actress and comedian actually got her start in radio at the tender age of 4 and had her own radio show a year later. Rose delights us as she sings her rendition of Tony Jackson's 1916 hit, Pretty Baby. Following that number is a duet with Rose and Artie with a song called Got a Saturday Date. And just like this very episode, I am not 100% positive that this is the actual name of this peppy number. Then actor Barry Sullivan of 1952's The Bad and the Beautiful drops in to give Larry some tips on how to break into Hollywood. And finally, Rose Marie closes down the show and brings down the house when she performs a hilarious musical impression of none other than Jimmy Durante. The audio on this recording certainly sounds like it is being played off a transcribed record. It's a little crunchy in some spots, but I don't see it affecting your enjoyment of the show. So, let us pay a visit to Club Hollywood on Retro Radio Memories.
Good evening. We have a ringside table reserved for you. Will you step this way, please? The floor show is about to begin.
Welcome to Club Hollywood, rendezvous of the stars where there is no minimum for a maximum of entertainment. And ready to dish it out to you is your hostess. You remember her as Baby Rose Marie. Well, here she is, all grown up, but still some baby, Rose Marie.
Thank you. Thank you and good evening and welcome to Club Hollywood. Gee, it's wonderful to be here. You know, I could have had a job at Cyril's or the Macombo, but who wants to be a female referee? Anyway, there ought to be plenty of excitement right here at Club Hollywood. And on the menu for tonight, we have the talented tenoring of Artie Wayne, the frantic antics of Larry Hayes, musical arrangements by Maestro Dick Sherwin, the able assistance of our announcer, Joe Yoakam, and our special guest personality of the week, star of stage, screen, and radio, handsome Barry Sullivan. And now it's time to get things swinging with a bit of musical advice to the local wolf packs. To wit. Get a load of that eye, boy, on Mr. Big Bad Wolf. There's a lesson there, my boy, on how to protect yourself. So you'd better watch yourself. Never make eyes at the gals or the guys who are bigger than you. Stay in your class when you're making a pass. She may belong to some big palooka. Saying hello to a babe you don't know isn't healthy or wise. Take my advice, besides not being nice, it can be bad for your eyes. If you do, ooh, look out for Mr. Bigger Than You. You'll be sorry if you tussle with a man of muscle. Don't ever wink at a gal with a kink who can take you and break you in two. No, never make eyes at the gals with the guys who are taller and tougher and stronger and rougher and big, 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 bigger than you.
Thank you. And now I'd like you to meet the lad with the stardust in his voice, Artie Wayne.
Thank you. Gee, it's awfully nice of you to say that, Rosemary.
Well, I meant every word of it, Artie. But what are you doing out here in that waiter's uniform and a towel over your arm?
Oh, well, didn't you know? You know, I wait on tables between shows.
No, I don't understand.
Well, frankly, neither do I. But hereafter, I'm going to read all the small print on my contracts before I sign.
Oh, great. You know, I think you'd better sing, Artie.
Nature Boy?
Why not? It's one of the top tunes of the day.
Mm-hmm. Was a boy, a very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn just to love and be loved in return.
Ah, that was really wonderful. Well sung, Artie Wayne, and I'll see what I can do about straightening out your contract.
Well, let's not be too hasty, Rosemary. I want to see how the tips are first, you know?
Say, you're Rosemary, aren't you?
Why, it's Larry Hayes.
gee, Rosemary, you know, I remember those beautiful ankles, those shapely legs, your lovely hips.
So, how did you recognize me?
I never forget a face. Gee, Rose, what a thrill meeting you. Rose, would you do me a favor?
Yes.
May I call you Miss Marie? Gee, I'd love to go out with you. What are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm taking my dog for a walk.
What are you doing tomorrow night?
I'm washing my dog tomorrow night.
What are you doing Monday night?
Well, I'm entering my dog in a dog show.
What are you doing Saturday night?
I'm going out dancing.
What's your dog doing? Gee, Rosemary, if you go out with me, I'd take you to all the places. Why, we could really do the town. We could go everywhere. Movies, nightclubs, not to mention Ciro's.
Ciro's?
Told you not to mention Ciro's.
Now, wait a minute, Larry. What makes you think you like me?
Well, you're just my type. A girl. A female girl.
Mm-hmm. Larry, don't you want to get ahead with a girl?
I just want to get a girl with a head. Gee, no girl ever wants to go out with me. And a girl can have so much fun when they go out with me. Why, gee, when I go to the movies, I buy popcorn and sit in the balcony.
Well, I take chocolates and sit in the box.
Wouldn't that squash the chocolates? I guess I'll just have to go to the movies myself. Mm-hmm. And I love movies, but sometimes they're a little confusing. You take that James Mason. It seems the only way he can get girls is by beating them over the head with a stick. Mm-hmm. Beats them all the time. There's a guy who gets paid $100,000 a picture.
Must get paid by the lump.
And you know all those new pictures they have with the one-word titles, like they have one shocked, another spellbound, another doomed? Mm-hmm. Now J. Arthur Rank proudly presents the greatest English picture of them all! The picture takes place in Merry England. It's so nice in England in the spring, when the fog lifts and you can see the rain. There's a tremendous scandal all over London. All London is agog. Lord Calvert just switched to Johnny Walker. In the first scene, the hero rushes in and he says to his girl, "Oh, darling, I just shocked your mother and father. Would you care for a cup of tea?" And she says, "With cream, please." "Are they dead?" And he says, "Quite." And she says, "Tell me, what else is new?" Lady Gwendolyn is the heroine of the film. She says, "Ah, James, I'm so glad you're back. I feared that you left me. Don't ever leave me. If you do, I fear I'll commit suicide. That's what I'll do, I'll commit suicide. I'll go to Los Angeles and stand in a safety zone." Ah, my Gwendolyn, I'm still madly in love with you. Remember those nights we used to spend together? Listen. Our song. But darling, it's 1:30 the hour. I'm off to Inja.
Inja? But where's Inja?
Oh, that's only 6,000 miles away from Pomonja. You know, Rosemary, after seeing all those pictures, I think I'd be good in pictures.
Oh, come now, Larry. What type would you play?
The Charles Boyer type.
Oh, not you, too.
Well, I tell you what. I even have a script, and we could do it together. Mm-hmm. I play the part of Boyer. Would you like to see how I act?
All right.
Little mood music, maestro.
Oh, Charles, speak to me of love as only you can. That's what I like about you, Charles. You mean what you say. Charles, take me in your arms and tell me you adore me. Ah, Charles, say the three words that will make me the happiest girl in the world.
Rosemary, you're so lovely. Darling, I hold your hands. In Brussels. I hold both your hands in Vienna. I hug you in Madrid. I squeeze you in Paris. Oh, if I could only think of one more city. Kiss me.
Oh, but Charles, give me time.
Kiss me.
Charles, can't you say anything but kiss me?
First I clutch you in my arms, but you break away. Then I clutch you in my arms again, but you break away.
Well, it sounds like your brakes are okay, but your clutch is slipping.
Darling, kiss me.
Oh, all right.
There. How did you like my kiss? You see, Rosemary, that's the way it is. I can't enjoy movies. You don't like the way I kiss. I can't get dates with girls. I'm finished. There's nothing else I can do.
Ah, don't get discouraged, Larry. You know, we have a well-known movie star on the show in a little while, and he might be able to help you get on the right track. Would you like to meet him?
Well, sure. Who is he?
Well, it's Barry Sullivan.
Barry Sullivan?
Huh?
You mean the star of Suspense?
Mm-hmm.
And the gangster?
Mm-hmm.
The smart woman?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, would I?
Okay, I'll call you when he comes in.
Oh, gee, swell, Rosemary. Oh, boy.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to listen very carefully to these words from Joe Yocum.
Thank you, Rosemarie. Friends, may I take this opportunity to urge you to join the Cancer Prevention Society of Los Angeles and help stamp out cancer. A membership entitles you to 2 checkups a year. Phone Drexel 8215 and make an appointment. Think of your peace of mind when you discover that you're free of cancer. Think of your relief when you find that you've caught it in time. That number again is Drexel 8215.
Memories. Memories of a little girl and a doll. I was baby Rosemarie then, all of 4 years old. And the doll, well, it was my pretty baby. Mother bought it for me on the way to the studio that very day, and I loved it. It was such a pretty doll. The prettiest one I ever had. Mother and I didn't realize until we got to the studio that we had taken a little too long to buy the doll. We were almost late for the broadcast. We started to run through the corridor, and the doll slipped from my arms to the marble floor. My pretty baby was shattered, and with it, my whole little world. But yes, I sang that night. It took a lot of persuading by a certain orchestra leader named Vincent Lopez to convince me that my doll would want me to sing, because my pretty baby was a trooper. And I'd like to do the song I sang through my tears that night, my memory song. Everybody loves a baby, that's why I'm in love with you. Pretty baby, pretty baby. And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, and mother too. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love? And we'll cuddle all the time. Oh, I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you. Pretty baby of mine, my little baby of mine.
Come on over here, Artie Wayne. You know, in show business, every presentation should have a setting that would put you in the proper mood. And inasmuch as this is the spot where you and I do our version of that popular hit Saturday Date, I'll just have the lights turned down low, give a sign to the maestro, and here we go.
Well, Rosemarie, it's okay with me. Say, Rosemarie, what are you doing Saturday night?
No, nothing much, Artie. If you want to see me, it'll be all right.
Oh, great. Then we can go out and do the town and, you know, really have a ball,
oh,
huh?
Oh, we could have a better time at home without going out at all.
Hey, you know, that's for me.
Yeah?
Got a Saturday date.
Tell me more.
With my everyday sweetheart.
And we plan to spend a wonderful evening at home. We'll be dining in the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
dancing in the parlor,
will we?
Talking while the lights are low.
Just plain sitting. Listen to the radio.
On my Saturday day with my everyday sweetheart.
As long as we're alone, we're all right.
We're a couple of stay-at-home on Saturday night.
You know something, Rosita? You know that we make beautiful music together?
You mean like songbirds of a feather?
Mmm, sweet and mellow.
Mellow?
Groovy.
Zoot.
Dig me?
Solid.
Shall we sing?
But match.
Got a Saturday
day. Do, 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 do.
With my everyday sweetheart. And we'll plan to spend a wonderful evening at home.
We'll be dining in the kitchen, dancing in the parlor, talking while the lights are low.
Or just plain sitting, listening to the radio.
Got a Saturday day with my everyday sweetheart.
As long as we're alone, we're all right.
It's a
a pleasure to be alone
in a world that we call our own.
By the way, Rosemary, you don't mind if I bring my girlfriend along,
why
do
not?
You?
My husband will be there.
Oh.
We're a couple of stay-at-home on Saturday night.
Suspense. The stage is set for murder. A beautiful woman opens the door to the basement and quietly steals downstairs. She believes her husband was murdered by her handsome lover. The body is missing. Swiftly, she moves to the furnace. The fire is roaring within, and the door is large. Large enough to take a human body. She gathers her courage and opens the door wide. Stares into the flaming inferno. She doesn't sense the presence of the man behind her until he speaks. May I have a light, please?
Barry Sullivan! Say, what's the idea of going down to the furnace to get a light, Barry?
I smoke king-size cigarettes.
Oh. Well, it's wonderful to have you with us this evening, Barry.
Well, it's nice of you to invite me over, Rosemary.
You know, I saw Suspense three times, and, gee, I thought you were great.
Did you like the shoe character I played?
Shoe character?
Yeah, sort of a heel with a soul.
Oh, I get it. But seriously, I've seen you in quite a few pictures recently. The Gangster and Getting Gertie's Garter.
Oh,
and your
great
latest Smart Woman, where you co-starred with Connie Bennett and Brian Ahern. In fact, I hear you're one of the busiest actors in Hollywood.
Well, I'm working pretty steady these days, for which I'm very, very grateful.
Well, I'm sure everyone who knows you is glad for you, Barry. Because you worked hard and really earned your success.
Well, thank you, honey.
And now that you're here, I wonder if you'd do me a favor.
Why, of course. Anytime.
Well, I hate to impose on you like this, but there's a young man on the show who wants to become a movie star in the worst way. And he's a great admirer of yours, and I promise to introduce you. Would you help him out a little, Barry?
Well, I'd be very happy to, Rosemary.
Wait, I'll go call him. Larry! Larry!
Yes, here I am, Rosemary.
Larry, I'd like you to meet Barry.
Gosh. Barry Sullivan. Gee, do you know, I saw you in Hallie Chester's Smart Woman. It was great. I walked out in the middle of it.
Yeah, look, if it was so great, how come you walked out in the middle?
Well, that's where I came in.
Oh, Larry, I thought you wanted some advice on how to be a movie star.
Gee, that's right. Tell me, Barry, how do you become a star?
Well, I tell you, Larry, when I got the acting bug, I made up my mind that come what may, I would be an actor. Nothing came for years, so I worked at whatever I could, and I studied hard. After years of pounding the pavements and haunting theatrical agencies, I finally got a role in a Broadway stage show called I Want a Policeman.
I see you're tight from the start, huh?
Yeah. Then I did a couple of more shows, a couple of radio shows. Finally, Paramount brought me out to the coast, and then I did a picture called Suspense for the King Brothers, and, well, you know the rest of the story.
Gee, it's a tough road.
Oh, now, don't get discouraged, Larry. You never know when the breaks will come your way.
That's right, kid. You may get lucky and hit it all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. Gee, can I come down to work and see you work in your new picture?
Well, you certainly can, anytime at all.
Well, what are you working in now, Barry?
I'm doing The Great Gatsby at Paramount with Alan Ladd and Betty Field, McDonald Carey. It's fine cast, fine story. It should make a nice picture.
Well, with you in it, I'm sure it'll be great. Meantime, have you any advice for Larry?
Well, Larry, I tell you, I'd advise you to be a rough, tough he-man.
You mean I shouldn't let anyone push me around,
That's
huh?
That's right. You gotta be smart. You gotta have brains.
That's right up my alley.
You gotta be able to make women fall for you.
Right up my alley.
And you gotta be able to take a beating from gangsters and hoodlums.
Set them up in the other alley.
Well, thanks for coming out to the club, Barry. It was a thrill to see you and to talk to you.
It was a pleasure to be here with you, Rosemary, and you too, Larry. If you'd care to join me at my table, I might be able to give you a few more pointers.
Gosh. That's, well, I've been leading the dog's life anyway. Good night,
Rosemary. Good night, honey.
Good night and continued success, Barry Sullivan. There have been quite a few singers coming up into the limelight lately. Frankie Lane, Art Lund, Al Jolson, and Artie Wayne. And they're all very, very good. But there is only one who does things to me, whose voice thrills me and sends me. And, well, here's what I mean. Every girl must have a dream man, someone to love from afar. Now I have a peaches and cream man who sends me like no other star. Each week I listen at my radio and my heart skips a beat when he sings so soft and low.
First you tip your hat, roll your eyes and give it to that. And then you go and then the chorus of the hot time. Play those trumpets, let me hear those trumpets, let me hear stop. Stop the music, stop the music. Let me hear those trumpets. That's not a trumpet. That's not a trumpet. That's a trumpet. It's sabotage. You better play good for me, because who will be with you when I'm far away? When I'm far from, let me hear that trumpet. Along the street the other day, and I get a tap on his shoulder. My old friend hit him in the head, Schwartz. I says, who are you waking for now? He says, the same bunch, the wife and the kid. Before Sinatra, I came uptown to crash Broadway, and I did it the first day. Somebody pushed me through a window. The Randy, all washed up for the first time in his life. I defied him. I up to him and I says, you know, Don, well, I can do without Broadway, but can Broadway do without me? Harold Square, Times Square, stop the music, stop the music. There's a doctor living in my town. There's a lawyer and an Indian, too. That's why I can't get a room. So I says to this fella, why you beating that child over the head with a bat? He says, I beat him because he bothers me. I says, how can a child that small bother you? He says, well, you see, mister, I'm an undertaker. And all day long, the kid keeps bothering me. For empty boxes. Don't raise the bridge, boys. Lower the river. Hit that note, maestro. What a band. What a band we got here tonight. They eat music. They sleep music. If they could only read music.
I'm only kidding. Yeah.
And then again, you taint. And again, you taint. And again, Umbriago.
Well, that puts the ribbon on tonight's package, folks, and I'd like to thank Artie Wayne, Larry Hayes, Dick Schoen, and our wonderful guest, Barry Sullivan, for helping us out, round our little show out tonight. This is Rosemary inviting you all to join us again next week, and I'll have a ringside table reserved for you at Club Hollywood.
Barry Sullivan may be seen in the current picture, Smart Woman. Club Hollywood was originated and produced by Bert Senn and Stanley Cowan. It was written by Buddy Frame and directed by Thomas Freebairn Smith.
All right. I certainly hope you enjoyed that bit of old-time radio. Of the musical numbers performed, I think my favorite was actually Artie Wayne's Nature Boy, which was a song made popular by Nat King Cole only a month earlier. The recording itself was done with Cole, with an orchestra led by Frank Duvall, on August 22, 1947, but the record wasn't released by Capitol until March 29, 1948 as a single. It stayed on Billboard's charts for 16 weeks and even reached number one.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, over land and sea.
The songwriter for Nature Boy was George McGrew, although he changed his name to Eden Abez beforehand. Legend has it he wrote it in a cave near Palm Springs. Abez wanted to gift Cole the song, and even went so far as to try and approach him backstage at the Lincoln Theater in Los Angeles, but was stopped by Nat's manager. Eden left his music with Cole's valet, and after Nat received it, he began to test it out with live audiences. Seeing they were quite receptive, he wanted to record the song and attempted to find Abez to get his permission. But, with no contact information, it started to look hopeless. Abez was finally located. He was living under the Hollywood sign. After Cole got the songwriter's approval, he released the single, and the song became so popular that RKO would pay the songwriter $10,000 to use it for their film, The Boy with Green Hair, which was released in 1948. With my love of Nat King Cole, I would like to say that I grew up listening to Nature Boy, but the truth is, I heard it the first time on a rather popular 2001 musical starring Nicole Kidman and Ewan McGregor. It was David Bowie's rendition for the film Moulin Rouge. And friends, I think that about wraps up the show. I hope you will remember that you can listen to the Retro Radio Memories podcast almost every Sunday over at The Retroist. The podcast, of course, is available on iTunes, and I would greatly appreciate it if you could hop on over and click subscribe. Maybe leave us a review if you like the show. It helps to get the word out about our love of old-time radio. If you have any comments or feedback for the show, you can reach me at vicsage@retroist.com. The music we use at the beginning and ending of our show was provided by Peachy. If you have musical needs, you may contact him by email at peachy@retroist.com. A big thanks to The Retroist is in order, of course. When you need your daily retro fix, just hop on over to The Retroist at www.retroist.com. Until next time, the Retro Radio Memories Podcast is off the air.
The greatest thing you'll ever just love and be loved in
This has been a Retroist production. Goodbye, and we hope to see you next time.